NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek, an unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible! Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Hey there, geeks, geekettes, and cousinettes. Welcome to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, our episode is sponsored by OffRollDesign.com. You'll be able to use coupon code BROHOOF at checkout, and you'll get a discount on all the merch that you can be able to purchase there. And also NobleKnight.com, where Out of Print is available again. Anytime that we've played a lot of campaigns on the show, a lot of those books came from NobleKnight.com. You can get stuff that was out of print or just hard to be able to find, and you can be able to find them there for really reasonable prices. So that's NobleKnight.com. All right, and we're going to head off into the Transformers game that is done in the BESM 2nd Edition, which stands for Big Eyes, Small Mouth. And you can actually get this book at NobleKnight.com.
Not to be confused with BDSM. It's a very different thing.
It would be.
We will not be playing that on this show.
I think that's the reason why this book never won an Origins Award, really.
Yeah, it could be.
It's a really good system.
And it's Canadian, just so you guys know. Yeah,
there we go.
There you go.
So, all right, let's hand it over to our GM for the night.
When we last left off, our heroes had met a relatively unimportant Autobot named Orion Vax.
Not important at all.
Gave him shelter, things like that. First meeting of Optimus Prime, Megatron. Not important at all. I just rewrote history because I could. And yeah, they're currently sheltered in his Energon storage facility.
Let's first introduce ourselves. I want to look at Megatron and go, you have the right idea. We should not hide who we are.
First, we're just trying to introduce ourselves who we are.
I did. We already
well,
did.
Well, actually, yeah. Let's go around the table.
Okay.
I'm Big Mike, our GM.
I am Mike the Birdman Dodd playing Rampage, the Cybertronian tank.
I'm Julian Spillane playing Wildshot, the stealthy marksman.
I am Connell Macbeth, also known as Dr. Holocaust, playing Loader, the explosive expert load robot.
Yeah. And I'm Steve Snowball Sailor playing Quicksilver, and I'm basically the really fast motorbike.
Yep.
And I'm everybody else, including Megatron and Orion.
You're playing Megatron and Optimus Prime?
It's a good day for me.
Yeah.
My birthday was a couple weeks ago. This was my gift to myself.
And we should point out you're wearing a Transformers t-shirt right now.
It's not for the podcast. It's for me.
It's for you, but still, it's cool to be able to point out.
We have
Optimus Prime.
We have a lot of Transformers props around here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, just
got an Autobot tattoo
going
on my left arm.
Yeah, you do. All right. So,
sure do.
Just got to keep the feel going.
Yeah. All right.
Big Mike, what's happening?
Well, you're talking with Orion Pax.
Built a bomb, right?
Yeah, you built a bomb.
We built an Energon bomb that's combined with one of the satchel charges I've got, and I've rigged it to be to blow on tamper.
Yeah.
So if someone starts playing with it, then it'll go off. I can't do proxy because if we're sticking it in the river and it's going to roll along, it'll set off the proxy line.
Yeah.
Well,
you are going to have to make an explosive roll to make sure that works.
Yep. I can do that.
Also Orion kind of offers you... Stop that. Orion offers you all freaking 4 episodes. Orion offers you a room. He's like, listen, if you're going to do any wiring, this is a safe room for unstable isotopes of Energon.
I almost want to hear Loader explain what he's actually doing.
Science! He'll be literally like, cube of Energon that you guys have bricked this, like, transponder into. Take out a satchel charge and start walking toward the shielded room and go, bomb!
Just as he starts walking, you see Orion just kind of duck behind a wall. Just be like, I have complete faith in him.
Don't worry, he's smart. We're okay with it.
I accept that.
And that is 9 under 12.
But yeah, you're fine.
9 under 12? Really? Wow.
Yeah, nice. Like I put almost everything I had into demolition, so I have to roll a double 6 in order to fail a roll.
Oh, wow. There you go.
So I just want to look at Megatron. So he's busy crushing his Autobot symbol.
No, the symbol is fine. Yeah. You just crush the mechanism so it's always going to be raised.
I want to do the same thing.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to reach around to my back plate, crush it so it's always visible. And I believe you have the right idea, Megatron. We should not be able to hide who we are.
Loader, coming out of the room, hearing that, looks at you, looks at
Orion Pax.
Orion Pax, and goes, idea, and points at him, and then like jams his finger into the thing, and it pops up permanently.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah, I'll do the same thing. I'll just sort of.
Well, Orion Pax had the idea
first. Yeah.
The guy who turns invisible has the most hesitation out of anybody.
Yeah.
Well, technically he would.
Well, he could turn invisible and still it won't be seen, so yeah. It's no big deal.
You kind of just see Orion's like, well, it didn't mean to start a movement within the ranks.
Mm-hmm. Points at him again. Brave. And then he hands him the bomb.
Wait, is Orion Pax basically the little brave toaster? Is that what he's going to become?
Yeah.
I gotta see if Orion Pax fumbles. No, I don't want to roll that. I don't want to do that to the continent. Roll! No!
Roll. Just roll.
Rewrite
it. Come on.
History today.
Good enough.
Yeah, good. That's fine.
Good enough. For him, good enough.
No, yeah. He hands him the bomb, and then he like points at the bomb and goes, no tamper.
Okay.
Tamper's the trigger.
Tamper explode. You see Orion very... Stop it, fuck. You see Orion...
It's transforming! It keeps transforming everywhere!
You see Orion just very carefully carrying it along. I told my girlfriend that this should kill me. And you see him just kind of rig it to a tiny little floating flotilla thing. I don't know what they're called.
Like a boy.
Raft.
A
buoy. Kind of thing. Buoy.
Yeah.
Boy.
Boy?
Is it pronounced boy?
Yeah.
I hear that was boy from Seafaring.
Buoy sounds bunch.
Oh, we're talking about boy.
And he's just walking into the back, and you see the back doors open just through the different passages. It's kind of like an open area with different bays everywhere. Michael Bay.
We had to bring him in somewhere.
There you go. That's all Michael Bay gets.
One of the bays is called Michael Bay.
That's all you get, Bay. That's all you will ever get in front of me. Maybe kicks in the nuts. Anyway.
Covered in beans.
A little bit of a column.
The line must be drawn here. This far,
no farther.
And you just see him look around the corners, peering cautiously, and he sets it off in the water, and it just drifts away.
All right. So
now that we've built the bomb,
if Loader could smile, he'd smile. Actually, no. Upon that, he'll just kind of look over at Omega and just thumbs up.
Orion Pax.
I'm so bad with these names.
Clearly, it's only the guy whose face is on your table.
This is what you're up in front.
Well, let's get back to the Sentinel.
Is it safe?
We're in our own neighborhood. We're good.
Well, no, you're about halfway between the two locations. You can assume that the city is crawling with everything.
Do you want to... I can fit probably two of you in me.
No, you can't.
I can fit one person.
You can ride. One person can ride.
One person can ride on you. Nobody can fit in you because it's literally like...
No,
if he turns into a car,
Steve, if I go into robot mode,
yeah, sure, you guys are way bigger.
All right, I'll ride on Steve then.
If he turns into a car,
what about Megatron?
There's none of space.
Give him to me.
On a whole lot of robots.
Oh yeah, he could attach my hip again if he wants that.
Yeah, I also got 360 fire. So
okay, all right. So Megatron attach my hip.
Yeah.
How about I take the key because I can go invisible?
True. Good idea.
Makes sense.
But he can protect it because he's got like a big thing.
You two need to stick together.
Yeah.
Are
you communicating through grunts now, Gunnell? Is that it?
Self through a grunt.
Yeah.
Does anyone remember Ice Shield 21, where it's like real men can understand each other when they say nothing?
Oh, yeah.
So Loader would put the key back into one of his crates and then point at you and go, passenger seat. Points at Orion,
front seat. I'm staying here.
Fred.
Ryan actually looks a little legitimately sad. Well, it's not my mission. I'd be very presumptuous to assume credit.
He's not strong enough to accompany us.
Kind of pokes at Orion a bit. Credit.
Give me credit after you win, okay?
We'll come back.
All right.
Turns around. Changes back into a truck.
Besides, if you guys have problems, you need a place to run back to.
That's yeah. true. Mm. All right. Then let's...
What about Rawhide?
All right.
Say I'm going to ride on Ryan.
Let's go.
I'm just seeing the scene. Everybody's like transforming in and leaves. Like, all right, you guys, just go ahead and transform and roll out. I'll see you later. Yeah, that's really weird. I've never said that before. I wonder why I would say that just now.
I don't know. It's like, I like it. It's got a good feel.
I like the ring. I like the ring of that. It's just,
Autobots, transform. Yeah. Good luck, Autobots. Transform and roll out.
As he twirls a mustache.
No mustache on Orion Pax.
But Peter Cullen does.
Yeah. Peter Cullen in the middle of L.A. is currently twirling his mustache and he doesn't know why.
There we go. I'll take that.
Alrighty.
I'm recording booth somewhere. Recording something awesome for my... Anyway, that's not important. You guys are heading down the road, but sure enough, there is a heavy Alatron presence in the city now.
Currently down the streets.
Yeah.
Is my symbol available and visible while I'm in truck form?
Where was it on your...
It was on my shoulder.
It's a bit simple.
Cool.
It's on my arm, so it's not...
No, guys, do you not know how Transformers works?
Their arms go inside.
No, they don't go inside. They just fold up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All your stuff is visible now. Congratulations.
Cool.
Except for me.
Yeah.
I'm invisible.
That's also your symbol's on your chest, so it'd be on the hood of your garb.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Well, I'm just saying, it's like cherry red... Cybertronian vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, for fuck's
sake. And we go home without any incident.
No, you don't. We've got a lot of stretches of sea to go when I get a few more tries.
And with this episode, it's not these words are terrible.
No.
Like 10 minutes succeed. In?
Like 50 minutes to fill. You're going to fucking fight something. Good enough! 3. Sure enough, one patrol of Alicons actually notices the fact that there are Autobots running around out in the open now.
Did we not wake them out a little bit?
You did. They're still patrolling.
Oh, okay. It's because, like, you know...
That's why there's...
We're just buddy, not getting the bulk of the icon.
Buddy told us to wait back a bit until the forces died down.
So. Yeah, he did. But that's why you deal with 2 as opposed to...
Oh, so there's 20. Just the 2 of them in the road.
Yeah.
All right.
And you see them start trying to radio in.
I want to shoot this motherfucker.
And like, well, shoot the radio
jammer,
first.
My jammers are
hey,
off. My
stuff's no where are you sitting?
Oh, they are.
I'm riding on Quicksilver.
Oh, you're riding on your back?
Yeah.
The tank is riding on a motorcycle.
In robot form.
Still.
It's a
robot. It'd be like Ironhide trying to ride on the top of Bumblebee.
And also Megatron, and Megatron is attached to my hip, too.
7. I tie.
It'd be awkward.
Okay, eat this.
Can I fire Megatron? Megatron, may I wield you?
He's a gun at this point.
Yeah, he's
attached to the side of a motorcycle.
Megatron just says, nobody fires Megatron. Your hand grasps around him, and he starts pointing and fires 2 shots really quickly under the control. He actually takes over your hand and fires 2 perfect shots. And the...
Why couldn't you do that before?
Only when it's funny.
Oh, my Megatron, that was impressive.
Stop kissing my ass. Now then, the 2 shots look like they stun the Alicons, but it doesn't kill them.
Someone else shoot these motherfuckers!
I can't do anything. I've got you on my back.
Can I just run him over?
Yeah, you can try that.
That'd be cool.
At 50 kilometers an hour.
No!
Wait.
No!
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 That scene from Austin Powers with the fucking steamroller.
Yeah.
So! And eventually, the second they run him over, they just get out and leave.
Yeah.
8 under 9.
Yeah, that did it. You body check him with your truck.
26 damage.
Wham!
Alrighty.
Biff.
Let's write that down.
We got places to be.
They're still alive. You just knocked them off to one
can
side.
Can I swivel my cannon?
Oh, I was going to say, like, if I just run them over
and
just like put my tire and just kind of keep backing and forwarding over
them. Yeah, we should roll initiative.
Yeah. Well, they're going last. So you guys roll initiative. See who goes first. Now that you're in the game.
I'm last because I'm still on bike form.
Yes. 3, 7.
4, 7. Okay.
So I go next then, I guess.
Yeah.
I will jump out of vehicle mode into robot mode. Can I take another action on top of that, or is that just my...
That's your action. Okay.
So, yeah. I'm transformed.
Yeah.
So, I am going to, presume, Megatron is still in my hand?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm assuming I'm like, because I'm ahead of you, so I'm spinning around so that you can, you're now facing ahead.
Yeah, you're kind of under Steve's with at this point.
Fuck!
That was a cannon?
Yeah.
Okay. Megatron hasn't fired again. If he doesn't need to, he's done his part. Colin, what are you doing?
Why is Randall going over?
Oh, yeah, right.
And I took my turn, I hit him with
The round's restarted, dude.
Oh, the round's restarted. Okay.
Yeah.
I will try to just hit him again.
Okay. Well, if I hit him once, yeah, so if they're already
coming around
aside,
like that, it's going to be a fucking chore.
What?
Wait, are we driving, like, past them?
No, he drove them over.
Oh, he drove them over.
Yeah, I just, like, knocked them out of my way with the truck. At that point, then I could... I'm not going to be that far from them if I hit them, because I'm not going very fast. Yeah. It's going to take me a god's age to try to turn around, though.
Yeah.
So I'm going to transform into robot mode.
Okay. Top of the round. Who goes first?
Yes.
Unless Steve wants to transform and get him off him.
You can do that if you want.
Motorcycle motherfucker!
Yeah, okay.
Pop a wheelie before you do it, though.
Yeah.
Pop a wheelie so I know.
Yeah, I'll pop a wheelie. Megatron, I assume, will try to attach to my hip again. Or do you want to let go of
him? He's still holding on to him.
I'll throw him to you.
Alright, throw me. It basically attaches to my hip. I pop a wheelie, you hop off, and then I transform into a robot mode.
Okay.
And then I just grab my pistol. Alright, I assume I can't shoot for anything right now. Or no, can I?
Yeah,
because I have a quick draw.
Yeah, you're fast, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, quick draw. All right, so then I'm going to try to...
Well, you could have easily been doing the same thing.
Then...
Shit, sorry, man.
No worries. I still have to ready my sniper anyway, so let's just say it's...
Okay, range is... All right, so range is 4. So let's do this. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's this now. We're attacking. So it's 5. Okay, so that's better than 9. 8 under 9.
8 under 9, you hit.
Yeah, 15 points damage.
Let's see here. Yeah.
Yahoo!
You killed one of them.
I killed one of them?
Doesn't explode.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that world, didn't I?
Here.
Yeah.
6, he explodes.
Yay!
Explosion.
Your head explodes.
There's still one left.
Alright, well.
Wait, I got a second attack. I can attack again, can I?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to do that. Let's see if I can kill the other guy.
This is why I said only one person gets extra attacks.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be fast as hell.
Same thing, 8 under 9.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
Woohoo! It hits?
It hits.
All right, does he explode?
Yeah, he's pretty
fire. Yeah, he does. Another 6.
So Steve pops his wheel, rides up in the air, blasts.
Transform to robot.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a shot. Bam, bam.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. That's pretty cool. That makes up for all your misses tonight.
I am doing the Snoopy dance right now.
You hit with a bat.
So let's see if anyone actually heard those explosions.
Oh, Pete.
No!
No!
No! Oh, double sixes, critical fail!
Woohoo! We're blasting music while doing this!
We're blasting Stan Bush right now.
Woo!
You got
the touch!
Does anyone mind if I switch to my dice roller app on my phone?
Don't roll it!
Damn it. Damn it to actual hell.
Yeah!
Damn it to the actual lowest. How do we keep critting tonight? I haven't rolled double ones for anything. I feel bad.
You did. You rolled a double one before.
What?
It was like, I don't know. I can't remember what.
Something useless, apparently.
No, he rolled a double one.
Yeah, I rolled a double
one. He got
but I remember he rolled double one at some point.
If I rolled double ones, I'd be running around the apartment cackling. It's like, ah, what do I do? It's fortune day.
So today is par for the course.
Shut up.
we love you, Big Mike.
All right.
So Loader transforms back into
No, we love you because we're great.
Shut up, Loader.
That's me. That's
me. I'm going to transform back as well. I'll continue to. I'd like to ride a Quicksilver again so it's faster than me.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah. All right.
But we're all limited by Loader speed, anyways.
All right. Yeah. Well,
yeah, there's a con.
I'll ride up ahead, and I'll just slow down at the appropriate moments to be able to have him catch up.
Make sure my kid didn't swivel.
It is okay. You guys is the equivalent of an adult riding on top of one of those mini bikes.
Yeah.
Really? It would be that big? Or
you
would be
huge,
that
big?
You turn into a motorcycle. He turns into a fucking tank.
Okay.
Even in robot form, him riding on top of you is hilarious at best.
That has to
wait. Why are I right on top of you? You're a tank.
Because I'm slow.
And also a tank. Well, of course, a tank-sized person riding on a motorcycle.
Alrighty, about time one of them found you.
All right. Wasting the motherfucker.
A tank-sized person riding on a tiny motorcycle, though, is also just as conspicuous as a tank riding down the street, so...
Yeah.
True.
Well, hang on.
Six under seven?
Can I say what happens?
No, I want to kill something.
Tough shit. Put the dice back. Nothing happened. Yeah, suck it up, buttercup. All right.
Duke them dice. You're not here.
Anyways.
Oh, yes.
Anyways.
I'll throw a guardian at you.
Hey, if the way you're rolling is any indication, I think we're good.
Would you like to see the stats for the guardian?
No, I do not. Continue.
They're only slightly only slightly powerful. Yeah, let's see here. This time, as Steve is guiding ahead,
yeah.
A group of Alicons, about four, see him. Okay. They all fully transform and they pull out their halberds.
Do these guys see him, or do I have to radio back?
You can radio back if you want, but this is all right. Track counter.
There's four up ahead.
You can't radio back. Slow track counter.
Yeah, we don't hear anything.
Oh, fuck.
We got more than enough firepower.
Over the radio.
I yell, there's four!
They all transform and start into
later right.
modes.
I'd do another here. Pop wheelie, have you pop off, and then
shoot first, buddy.
And then I'm gonna shoot first.
Because this time they catch you.
Well, no, I want to shoot first.
Woohoo, daddy! They saw you, dude.
No, but I want to shoot first because I have quick draw.
Yeah, you still have one.
Still rolling. Initiative.
Oh, still throwing this.
Yeah.
Fine.
Roll 1d6.
Yeah. One. All right.
Three.
Yeah.
I had two.
Five.
So wait, is it minus for initiative or plus?
You want lower. Low. Yeah, low is always better.
Okay. One.
Damn, you still don't move.
All right.
Colin, what's your initiative?
As he chokes on his food.
You only need to roll one dice.
Oh, okay. I roll one.
Yeah.
Five.
He's one.
Three, five.
And then
two,
me.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, I'm gonna shoot at him.
Yep.
And I'm gonna shoot twice because I can do that.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, wait. I always have to keep double checking. Okay, so it's all right.
Come on, Steve.
8 under 9.
You're flame!
Did I make it? I did? Yeah. All right, that's 15 points damage for one of them. Let's roll again to see if I do another one. 7 under 9.
I don't even bother.
All right, 15 damage to two of them.
Okay.
And my round is done, ladies and gentlemen.
And you're right in front of them. Now you're mine.
Okay, fine. I got 75 points
four
of damage.
Four Alicons staring at Steve.
You got Megatron on your hip. Who else is that?
Oh, yeah. I have to roll defense for this, don't I?
Yeah. You get only two defense. You get two. Everyone else just gets one per round. So they're automatically.
So I have to get under a four. No. Yes. Four.
Plus
that, so under seven.
Or lower.
Woohoo! I hit you.
You do?
I do.
Not even if I defend it?
No, I hit you. You don't have to roll. Okay, roll your defensive roll.
Okay, yeah.
If you get under it,
you have to get three or lower.
No, because with his modifier, it's seven.
Yeah, seven. So six under seven.
Next guy.
All right.
One. Okay. Just to just damn it all to hell. I'm not gonna look at that. Okay. Just to describe it, each of the Alitrons actually transform into a robot mode.
Yeah.
And when they do, they have these halberds that have lasers in the top and just can chop at you.
The lasers.
Laser halberds, but yeah.
Okay.
The first one missed. Well, the first one you dodged. The second one
missed wildly.
Third one. Hit.
Okay.
So don't dodge it.
Come on, Steve.
Seven, so no.
All right, we'll tie as good a defender. Did you tie?
I tied it.
Tie is not a success.
Oh, yeah, tie is not a success.
Yeah,
tie is not a success.
Yeah, so that one is actually going to hit you.
Okay.
For, let's see, what is it? 14 damage.
That's nothing. Someone give me a pencil.
First damage been taken off frame.
No, I took one.
I took five damage.
From the guy who fell from the ceiling.
That guy fell in the ceiling and hit me in the face.
71.
Beautiful.
Just to let you know, I'm at 61 health points. I took a lot of health points for those guys.
Last one. And Steve has no more defensive rolls.
I don't?
No, you only get two.
Oh. Combat
round.
Fine.
So the
we only get one.
It's bad.
Yeah. Which is happening now. That missed.
All right.
So it's my shot.
Now it's your guys' go.
All right, well, I have a ready sniper, and I'm going to fire it at the... Which one is
just
obscured by Quicksilver?
That would be one off to the left.
Okay, I'm going to hit that one. I'll go for that one.
Sure.
Is that the one that's also that I damaged?
Yeah.
No, the two right in front of you. The ones that are obscured by you are the ones you damaged.
Okay,
no.
Yeah, because I just don't want to risk complications to the shot.
No, that's fine.
It's not an issue.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's hard to keep them disoriented.
5 under 9.
Okay, well, wait, no, I have no more defense combat. No, wait, no. No, you're hitting a fresh one.
Yeah.
No, you hit.
All right, and that's 21 damage. Sniper shot with armor-piercing bullets.
Right.
It would matter if they actually had armor.
So who goes first between me and Colin?
Who's got the higher body?
7 here.
I'm sorry, how much you saying?
7 is what I got for body.
What do you have for body?
Oh, for body, also 7.
Roll off. Roll one dice.
Highest. 3.
1. Well, for a normal roll, that would actually mean something. Okay. Dodd, you got to set yourself.
Alright, 7.
Yeah.
Actually, am I in melee range?
No, Steve charged it in.
Okay. Yeah, alright, 7.
So move and setting for range.
Okay.
Comp, you're go.
I'm going to drive up because I'm still back in my truck form. Yep. Drive out to meet the rest of the guys and change back into a robot form.
Cool. Start the round, Steve.
All right, I'm going to try to be able to shoot again, so might as well.
I think it's like Stacey Jackson.
Yeah. Well, I get 2 additional, so...
Being slow is
really... Yeah, so I got to hit... okay.
But we do awesome damage.
It's so easy to break the system, it's not funny. That's why you have to restrict everything.
Well... Wait, this attack thing, so... Yeah, okay. No, I don't make it. No, I don't make it. No, but wait, I need to get to roll again, though. Okay. I always keep forgetting the number that I need to roll on. That one makes it.
Okay, roll my defense 1 hit.
So I hit it?
You hit it.
15 points damage.
Cool. I think a witch had put a hex on you.
I think so.
Witchcraft is definitely behind this. Is your house built on an Native American burial?
It's not my house! His house! God,
you just said it was your house. You were not.
This is my house.
Transformers is my house. This is not. The building is not mine. Carlos, is this ancient burial ground evil?
Well, you are playing within my laboratory, so I'm sorry.
I'm assuming this is the building from Ghostbusters.
My turn. 4 attack rolls for me. 4.
Oh, yeah, I gotta roll defense, don't I?
Fucking happen. 1. That one hit. That one's at Steve.
Yeah, that one hit me.
Alrighty, that is.
I couldn't defend it.
14 damage.
14 damage.
Yeah.
I'll save you, quick motorcycle person.
All right. Then I am at. Okay, keep going.
Okay, next attack is 6. Is that it? Yeah. No, doesn't hit.
Okay.
And the last one. That one doesn't either.
Really?
Yeah. These guys went to the Stormtrooper Academy.
Yeah, clearly, eh?
Alright.
Where are we at
right now? Okay.
I'm at 47 health points.
I feel like this is going to be one of those situations in like Devil May Cry where it's just too damn easy and then the little thing's going to pop up on the screen and I'll just be like, you know, I can't help but notice that you're rolling really terribly. Would you like to change the stance?
Alright.
Your shot.
So I'm going to... take another shot at the one I hit before.
Yeah.
That is 9 to tie, so that's a loss.
Yeah.
So my shot flies wild.
Yeah.
Okay, I am going to...
This explains all the 80s cartoons with the blasters.
Yeah.
Where we're using BSM.
School of fighting.
Yeah, this is they were using BSM apparently.
Yeah.
Fusion cannon. 6.
Under.
7 dies again. Fuck!
Colin, you're
am I the only one that's hitting them?
Yeah, I'm missing every round.
Oh, you did hit him, that's right. It's the big
how
guy.
How much damage do my satchel charges do?
I don't know, we never worked that out. Well, there's demolition charges.
Oh, also, if, like, these guys are, some of these guys are mixed in melee.
Yeah, you're all mixed in.
Yeah, so I don't want to go throwing satchel charges at them. It's just going to cause a ruckus, so I'm going to get in there and try to, like, wail on one with my shield.
Yeah.
And that is 8 under 9.
Get it. Well,
hit.
Let me see.
26 damage.
Yeah, hit. 26 damage?
26 damage. I'll wail into one of them.
Let's see what was the one that was damaged. Okay. Start a combat.
That'd be me. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go again.
Get them with the best shot.
Do. that hits. 5 under 9.
Let's see if one of them hits. Missed.
I missed. All right.
Missed.
I get to.
They dodged out of the way.
All right. I'm going to roll again.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy. 6 under 9.
Same guy?
Sure.
Alright. You hit because I only get 1 defense roll in combat round.
Alright. So 15 damage then.
Alright.
Just slowly.
I'm just picking at him.
Whittling him
down. Kick your ass eventually. You standing still and I'll fuck you up.
You, your ass is mine. It'll take a few minutes, but
stuck on my ghost. Alatron's turn now.
Sure.
Four? That one hits.
Oh wait, do I have to roll the defense for that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I need to roll.
He's getting
ass
kicked.
He's in the
back. I make it 5 under 7.
Missed. Second one. It's right in front of you. 6.
7, so tie. Right. Or no, that I guess it doesn't work.
6 on hit. Because you rolled 6 a couple times before and they were missed.
Yeah, that missed.
That missed?
Yeah, that missed. So you don't have to worry about that combat roll. Next one, this one's targeting you.
Sure.
You've been bogged.
Dodge that unscathed.
6 missed. And
we are fighting a bunch of alligator things, so we can't expect anything to be too great.
Yeah.
And that one missed. Calm.
Alright, high shot. Last one before I have to reload.
Oh, really?
Because I get 3 rounds for 2 shots per.
For your sniper rifle? Oh, okay. All right.
Make it a good one.
Come on, buddy.
609.
You got him.
Sweet.
Oh, sweet.
21 damage.
Right to the coconut? Is he dead?
Nope.
Damn it.
The lime and coconut.
Lime coconut.
Yeah. You can actually hit.
Yeah, I know, eh? Jeez, I'm a tank. I think I'd be able to hit something. Now, fucking... My God! I've inherited your curse! Witch! Move next.
Burn the witch!
You know, it's funny, you got this random ion chain charges. Guys, can I just point out one thing?
What?
You've got random ion chain charges that are flying out in the sky. Do you think nobody's going to notice that?
No, we don't really care about stealth right now.
No.
Now is the kill.
Bombs?
Oh.
I'm good with bombs.
We might need to get into fighting after this because we're firing wildly at guys on the roof.
I'm sorry. Alright, it's Colin.
If we're not careful, this will lead them right back to our base.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so I'm going to take another swing on these boys. Rawr! 4 and 6. Use 10. Under 9. No. Okay, so yeah, 10 over 9. I miss.
Alright. And that is combat. So.
Wait. Back at the top of the combat?
Yeah,
or
the top of the combat.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm hitting
still
again.
Trying to kill these fucking things, aren't
we? All right. I roll again. Come on.
Come on, buddy.
No. It's 10, under, 10 over 9. That doesn't work. Let's try again. 2.
Critical hit. Oh. That's double damage.
Oh, fucking yeah.
30.
It's double damage on a crit.
So he
and they're not dead yet?
So he exploded.
Fucker.
He exploded.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Does he take out anybody else with his explosion?
Nope.
With a shot. Alright.
So now we're down to 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alright. Are they going next?
Yes, they are. Why do I bother? Why do I bother?
Another critical hit, so I miss.
Why do I try?
I've been rolling solid 6s on
one
dice.
If this was Monopoly, I'd be killing.
Yeah.
If this was D6, dude, everything in the game is dead.
Yeah.
System.
I'm switching to a different couple of pair of dice.
Yeah. If this was anything but this, you'd be destroying people. Like, those loaded dice.
My couch play dice and bring out the Duke.
I did change up my dice before, and it's worked immensely so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. My white dice, and because I believe in objectivity, I'm going to get the game science dice out.
The game science dice.
Yeah, they don't have rounded edges, so they roll technically more accurately.
Probably douche me up anyway. All right.
So then I'm gonna take the rounds to reload.
Okay. All right. Then it's Mike's turn.
God damn it! You know what? Fuck that. I don't like these dice.
Did you change out the dice already?
I did. The Duke has failed me.
Gee, when does Duke Nukem ever fail anybody?
Yo, Duke Nukem 3D was the shit.
Yes.
And the Manhattan. Shut the fuck up, old man.
10 years ago?
It's just not exactly good mileage
Mike,
on those dice.
Mike, try 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know,
we are
it's kind of funny
because
you must have gotten those from Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah, but
really,
$5 for the collector's edition.
Really, you
should
have kind of thrown them out the window at this point.
I've got the poker chips, too.
Those two.
So I'm gonna try hammer on one of these guys.
Yeah.
Come on, guys! I can't. Julian and I can't just keep hitting.
All right.
Does he defend?
Yeah.
And I hammer him with 26. Wail on him with my shield.
I feel like I should have specced the sniper rifle differently, because I'm only dealing 21 damage with the sniper, and I have to take a round to reload every so often. I feel like I didn't speak. I should have specced that differently.
Hey, yeah. Now you know for the system.
Oh, yeah.
You bought the shiniest thing you could.
I feel like if I just ditched the explosives thing, I could have gone into really, really mean hand-to-hand combat, and I could have just torn some people up.
Is it back up to me?
Yeah.
All right.
You had 11 points. You could have probably just built.
You'd be like, hammer.
Here's the thing. I could just try. I mean, this is taking far too long. Why don't we just ask Megatron to try to blow these guys away?
That would be kind of an insult to finish them off, considering we've already pretty much beat these guys to an easy pulp.
Oh, yeah. All right, fine. I'll just keep hitting
you. Is it beaten to an easy pulp, or do you want to try and get through this as fast as you can so no one sees you?
I just want to get through it as fast as we can so no one sees us.
Nobody else, though.
Nobody else, yeah. So, is that all right?
Sure, ask them away.
Megatron, could you finish these guys off so we can get the hell out of here?
You just see Megatron transform. Just brush off his shoulder, walks up to the three Alatrons, grabs one by the leg, and swings him into the other two. Because it's Megatron. He gets more attacks, though, because he's Megatron. Knocks them forward. Let's see how that goes. How the hell? How the actual hell? And for his second attack... I just don't give a shit anymore.
You rolled a double one.
I just don't give a shit anymore. It's quite clear. Transformer gods favor Autobots today.
No, you know what? We just have a really great GM.
Shut the hell up.
You're amazing.
You know what it is, guys?
We've got touch.
Friggin' blessing fly this up your ass. How the actual hell?
I say bring on the old
man. So here's what. What are you gonna do? Todd, when this is over, I'm gonna show you the stats for the set for Omega Supreme and the Guardians, and you'll see why this is a bad idea. So,
with your rolls, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, no, because Megatron grabs one, bats the other two away. Jumps up, swings an overhead swing on the two of them, and all three blow up. And then he just dusts himself off, and then he looks at you and says, Yes, I can take care of this.
Thanks.
I just like to say that is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Stop sucking up, you ass.
No, that was cool. Let's admit that. Let's all take a moment to absorb that. Now let's get the fuck
out. Connell say it's a majesty boater? There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just a majesty boner.
You didn't get that when you friggin' in front of Orion Pax.
This is cooler than Optimus Prime. He just used a dude to beat two other dudes.
Hey. Nothing is cooler than Optimus Prime. You take that, you shilving.
He's cooler than Orion Pax.
Nothing is cooler than Orion
Pax. He's cooler than Orion Pax.
Yes.
For now.
I'll buy that.
He
didn't do another dude.
So okay. I'm doing it to two other dudes, and they all blew up.
You saw that in the gladiator pits.
That's why he won. They could try and fought better than everyone else.
I was like, bitch, please. That was Megatron. It's like,
we're going to do three opponents. Good, I have two hands. I can't hold all three weapons. No, Megatron, you don't. Oh, he has it right.
So, are you getting on top of...
You bet I'm riding you. I'm
trying to avoid that.
Transforming as well and stealthing.
All right, so I transfer back into
a truck.
Get the fuck out of here.
I drive away.
All right. You guys are all driving along. Everyone make an awareness check.
Okay.
No. Zero under whatever. Zero under something. I pass.
Okay.
So that is...
Zero under six.
No, three under... Three under five.
All right. Those of you who notice it, notice the fact that you see smoke following you. Colored smoke.
Like something exploded, or
like a flare.
Like a flare.
Something
Yeah. Just a little ways back behind a corner, every so often, just keeps getting closer.
Sniper, can you take a look and see what it is?
It's around corners, you can't see the walls.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought we were like outside of the city.
Well, there's always buildings in Cybertron.
There's always, because it's Cybertron.
Yeah.
So there's always.
I'm just thinking if you can look through the scope.
Like you've noticed as you've been driving along. It's following you like on a parallel road behind cars and stuff.
Oh.
As we're being followed.
Where do we hide?
We keep going.
Keep going?
Keep going.
It'll lead it back to headquarters.
Yeah. Hmm.
I could try to scout ahead more.
Wait a second. Are you kidding? Give one of your satchel charges to me. Well, no, Steve, you're really fucking fast.
Yes, I am.
We can follow beside this thing. Hey, here you go. Here's a bomb. Hi.
Yeah, we could do that, but yeah, we'd be splitting up the party, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The key matters. Our key line matters. Is done.
Okay, all right,
so
fine.
I'm, yeah, I'm running stealth alongside you.
Okay.
Glenn? I think we have to.
I think he's trying to imply that lives matter.
Hide. See the smoke.
Okay, where are we? What's...
Well, yeah, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Hiding so that we can see where the smoke goes.
Yeah, well, let's find a place to...
Okay, roll to find it, because now you're out of luck, so all the doors are closed to you.
I'm invisible.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you it's easier.
I rolled a killing people 1 under 5.
What do you mean, Waffle?
That's awareness, basically. Awareness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no fucking way.
Yeah, 1 under 5.
Okay. You find just an alcove, just kind of all built right. into the structure of a place. It's shadowed. And you
that it can fit all four of us?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll just say I scout ahead. This place over here. Just
back up in there. And
yeah. Do we have a line of sight to the roads?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll prime myself.
But Julian, you can just run around.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait. Yeah.
You'll be the scout to see where the
I'm going to stay off the road so that nothing will collide with me.
Yeah.
Even though they can't see me. And I'm just going to wait and watch.
All right. As you wait, you see there is... Yeah, you see an Autobot driving around with a flare and a vehicle mode you don't recognize.
An Autobot?
No, not an Autobot. Sorry, a Cybertronian.
Cybertronian driving around in a vehicle we don't recognize?
Yeah, with smoke. He's starting to try and circle around where you guys disappeared.
Do we... Okay, wait.
You don't recognize the vehicle mode?
Is it a color scheme similar to Screw Guy?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, that fucker dies now!
Screw Guy.
Screw the Screw Guy.
All right. I'm going to...
Bomb.
Yeah.
That's bomb.
That's going to be the motto of the entire...
that'll be the name of the campaign. Transformers.
Bomb.
I'm going to ready my rifle and like while he's...
Probably called like Icon Journey or something. Mission not target. Oh, Target Icon. There we go.
Target Icon. All right.
And can I transform...
No, Transformers, the Omega Key.
No, because that spoils it.
No, it does.
Quietly. Yeah. Can I transform quietly?
Yeah, sure.
But quieter.
Yeah.
Oh, choo 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 choo.
I'm the same way too.
Just gets quiet at you.
Okay.
So, reach in his back, pull out a pair of satchel charges, arm them, and then throw them at the guy.
Okay. Roll your throwing.
Yep.
Come on, loader.
Don't fuck it up. 8 under 9.
Oh, okay. They sail through the air and they land right in front of him. He just stops, transforms, and starts looking at him. Looking an awful lot like...
Boom.
Yeah, you just see him go fly. Ah! Slams against a wall.
Is he still alive?
They're barely.
Oh, jeez.
Sniper? Sniper starts sniping.
Sniper
starts sniping. Wait.
Wait.
Information.
Talk. Point to him.
Is he going
to
give us anything?
Megatron transforms and starts walking up to him.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I follow
him. Follow Megatron.
Yeah.
And he just picks him up and just starts looking at him and starts blinking at his head until he wakes up. And Screwbit just like, you betrayed me once. And you had enough luck to get away. And grabs his head in both hands and just starts crushing.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And crushing. And rips his head off. And then he just slams his fist right through his center cavity. And rips out his spark chamber and crushes it.
Jesus.
Wow.
He's Megatron. He's not nice.
No.
There's a reason Alpha Tron says, no, you don't want to deal with the guys from Kaon. I think we won't be pursued any longer. He starts wiping his hands clean.
And does he transform back into a gun?
Yep.
And attaches to my hip?
Yep.
I change back into a gun.
Yeah, keep moving. Yeah, let's keep moving.
All right. You want to hop on my back again, Mike?
Yeah. It seems to be working.
It seems to be okay.
I like my mini bike.
Probably for the last time.
It would literally be like you riding a mini bike.
Probably for the last time. You guys arrive at Mac Adams' old oil house, now safely.
I think it's kind of funny that when we left the main warehouse, and we were just like driving along the road, it's like, oh wait, shit, the scene hasn't cut yet. Oh fuck.
All right, yeah.
We haven't just jump cut to our little destination. Shit.
Stop
it. While we transport out so we can go back into this.
Transport out and enter into the bar.
Okay, so we're just going to head straight to the back, right?
Yeah.
Not to them.
Our
symbols are proudly displayed now.
Yeah. Everyone's kind of stunned looking at you as they see this. Like, Are they insane? How did they even get here? Did they follow you? You guys go through the passageway in the back. Sentinel's there. Alpha Trion isn't.
Okay.
How did it go?
We completed the mission.
Thanks, so.
What happened to your symbol?
We turned around proudly.
I can't...
Orion Pax. Taps the symbol.
We met a fellow named Orion Pax. He helped
Small,
us a great deal.
Scrawny little Autobot.
All you see is just Alpha Trion just kind of duck around a corner. Doesn't say anything. And he just tries to very casually walk up and stand next to Sentinel.
And he's like...
I am being casual.
Nothing to see here. I am being casual.
And he says that aloud.
Just, he's trying not to say anything. You clearly see the recognition on Alpha Trion's face.
Is there something that we should know?
Alpha Trion's like, no, what? I'm coming in to see the Omega key. Did you get it?
Points to the key that's being held by the other guy.
Excellent. That's good. And Sentinels just holds his hand up. Who is Orion Pax?
Took Tracer out of the key.
Yeah, he was a very smart little Autobot, scrawny thing, but he wears a symbol proud. And he...
Alphatron, find this Autobot. Tell him it's... I can't have my soldiers walk around with their symbols out. It's supposed to be a stealth thing.
But maybe we can inspire others. And with the Omega key in our possession.
Well, things, circumstances have changed now anyway, but we have the key. That's what's important.
But our symbol could be a symbol of hope, a symbol of freedom.
Change.
Rebellion.
A symbol of city needs.
Well, we'll consider that later. For now, just keep them hidden. We'll figure out what the order should be to keep them in or out.
I look over at Megatron, see what he's...
Megatron's actually fuming about something.
He's on your mind there, Megatron.
He's so mad.
He just slams his fist down on the table and it almost cracks a little bit. Sentinel! Enough of that. Why are you trusting... Do you have any idea what we had to go through to get back? Sentinel's like, no, what do you mean?
Get it back.
The key had a tracer on it. Sentinel's like, yes, I know. And the other, it's like, also, one of your own trusted way out, betrayed us. What do you have to say for that? Your own leadership skills, you can't keep your own people in line.
Loader will also point at the key and go, too easy.
Well, Alpha, at that point, Alpha tries to wave him down. It's like, well... Presumably, they put the tracer in to find out where Sentinel was. If the Guardians just don't activate, then that's probably...
Yeah, we just sent that as a bomb somewhere. Okay.
Well, bomb.
Oops, what are you gonna do? Fuck!
Keep hitting the table.
But no, Megatron is clearly just getting more and more enraged as the conversation goes on. I have had it with this organization. Mm-hmm. I have seen nothing but incompetence this entire time. And this cloak and dagger... Shadows deception doesn't work. What are you prepared to do, Sentinel? Sentinel does whatever needs to be done. And that is a lie. You hide here. You do nothing. No one's trying to talk down Megatron at all.
No, I think agree with.
I think he's. Yeah, we agree with him.
The guy that like body slammed a dude into two other dudes. I think I'm just gonna let him talk. Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen what he can do.
But yeah, Megatron's just fuming and Sentinel's trying to calm him down. Megatron, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I can only be as good as the people who follow me. You follow me, don't you?
Is he asking it to us?
Or no, he's asking it to Megatron. Megatron's saying nothing.
So wait a second.
Yeah.
We had to get the Omega Key back. So it was your fault that you lost it in the first place?
How come I wasn't such a tactical advantage?
I wasn't a prime when it was taken.
That's no excuse.
Taken from whom?
Because
we don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
No, this is Sentinel responding. There's complications to our history. We have not... It's not important now. The important thing is that we have... It is back in the possession of Cybertronians.
No, it seems as if it's in the power of you.
No, it's not in my power. Well, not until I try to use it.
Where do we go from this? What do we do now?
Well, first I need to see if I can operate it on my own.
It seems that Orion Pax guy could be able to operate it just fine.
Well, what did he do?
He found the tracer. He knew where it was.
Opened the sign. And he kind of points at the...
You see Sentinel pick it up and it actually starts to glow in response to him. It's just like...
Did it do that when Moby fell in the swing?
No.
No.
No?
Because Ryan's not a prime.
Ryan's not a prime.
And Sentinel's just like... It was in a large housing, wasn't it? In order to use this, they need to use a large, complicated housing to override its actual function. It's supposed to be in the hands of a prime when the Quintessons came to Cybertron a very long time ago.
Wait. Came to Cybertron?
Yes. A very long time ago.
Created us, didn't they?
They may have created this current generation, but their Cybertron has been here and has supported our life for much longer than the Quintessons have ever existed.
But so far, it seems as if that you can be able to create your own army just based off of this. And I don't know if I can agree with that at this point.
Do you think I'll abuse this power?
I don't know. Megatron seems to think so.
Megatron speaks up.
We need to use this power to take back.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah.
No, Megatron doesn't trust Sentinel's leadership.
Oh.
He trusts Sentinel. It's not his leadership.
Yeah, he thinks Sentinel's incompetent as all shit.
He's a wimp. He's not doing things.
Yeah, okay.
In the
all right, well, sorry. I take that back. Yeah. So far, I'm siding with Megatron a little bit over here. We've seen what he can do, and I don't know. This seems a bit off to me.
You just see Sentinel actually looks taken aback, and it's like, well, what do you want me to tell you?
We can use this. I honestly, and this is the nervous tick coming back.
Yeah,
like I honestly don't know. All I know is from what I saw, and what I saw is a little Autobot basically proudly showing that he his true character, his courage, and you're saying we're not allowed to do that whatsoever.
I don't want to see you get hurt. I'm looking after your well-being.
Blood will be spilled in this war.
Well, if I can minimalize it with this, if I can take away the Guardians, we can overcome them all.
We use the Guardians as our weapon.
Too soon.
I would like it to be the Guardians' choice. For once, to have them have a choice in the millions of years we've been conquered, I'd like it to be their choice for once. As a prime, that is what I do. I don't take away other people's choices. It is their choice to follow me. It is their choice to stand beside me.
Trust.
If you have a problem with that, there's the door. Megatron turns. Starts walking away.
I'm also leaving.
I'm leaving too.
I'm staying.
Trust Prime.
Okay, those of you who leave, you're not going to hear the rest of this conversation.
Okay.
Just so you know, because if you're leaving, with Megatron.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The first Decepticon.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah.
That's not a thing you should be proud of.
I don't care. I'm like playing with the history and the whole thing. That's what I'm happy about.
So I'm going to do you guys first, and then I'm going to do the rest of them for what happens.
All right.
You guys leave. You leave McAdam's oil house. And Megatron just kind of looks at the symbol of the Autobots on his chest and rips it off and says, I cannot, in good conscience, I can't trust Sentinel. I can't trust a Prime. And I'm tired of hearing about how the Matrix of Leadership bestows wisdom to whoever wields it. I think it's time Cybertron decided for itself who has the strength to carry on.
We stand beside you.
I take off my symbol and crush it.
Yeah, well. I take it, I crush it, and
good. Let's head out. I have some people I can trust.
Me too.
And that's that scene. Coming back to you guys, you see.
It's so good to see you again, Lord Megatron. It's not Tuesday yet. We're not going out for brunch.
So, yeah.
At Denny's.
You just see, those of you who remain. It's kind of cute. Half the room, just half the party left already right there at the end. Sentinel just kind of hangs his head heavily. And he looks over at Alpha Trion. Is this what you were talking about? And Alpha Trion says, yes. Sentinel says, I still don't have a choice. My priority is still liberating my people. If they don't agree with that, that's their free will. They are allowed that. And Alpha Trion says to him, you know that's coming from the roots. You will know at some point Megatron's going to get wrong. You cannot avoid. You guys can chip in any point.
He just kind of nods.
Yeah, I'm listening on point.
And Sentinel says,
"You two most quiet characters."
True. Stealthy and
lurch over here.
Yeah. And Sentinel says, "Well, I'll have to have faith that as a Prime, I will be protected.
You stand by your duty."
He nods.
I appreciate the courage. I do. But, as I said, I don't want my Autobots taken by unnecessary risks. If this one lone Autobot shows that kind of courage, I can't fault that either. But it's your choice how you wish to carry yourself. You can only go based on what I ask of you. I can order you, but the choice is always yours. But, with this, it's holding you, maybe. I think for the first time. I like to think about it. He sits the key on the table and stops glowing.
Worried. Getting key was too easy.
Well, let's see. They put a tracer in and you had a traitor deal with. I think that kind of covers it. Mm-hmm. Let's hope that's all of it. And if not, then we'll deal with it. I can't thank you both enough. The other three as well. If you need anything from me, you know where to ask it.
I'm just ready for the next mission.
We've got a lot of planning to do.
Bombs.
That makes Sentinel chuckle a lot. There'll be a lot of that coming up. So for now, enjoy yourselves and you have And that brings an end to this session of These Warriors Are Terrible, as we inadvertently witness the first splinterings that lead to perhaps a formation of an organization that may start with the D and ends in Decepticon.
I'm gonna mention the debrief, so I'm not gonna say my reasons, but this is the...
But we have run out of time, we've run out of adventure, we've run out of history that we can run rampant into the Transformers universe. So for now, I am Big Mike.
I'm Mike the Birdman. All hail Megatron.
Yeah.
Julian Proud, Autobot exclaims.
I'm Connell Macbeth, a.k.a. Dr. Holocaust. I think it'd be really funny if he was like,
oh, Megatron, it's so good to... What do you mean, Decepticons? That sounds stupid. Stop slapping me. Stop. What are you doing? Ouch.
Deep breathe.
And I'm Steve Snowball Sailor, proudly wearing the Decepticons symbol. Well, whenever they do it.
Yeah. And, as always, freedom is the right of all sentient beings.
Woohoo!
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!